Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. When Jesus was before Pilate, Pilate had entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Do you say this thinking of yourself, or did others tell it to you of me? You say that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Took Jesus and scourged him. The soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." They smote him with their hands. Pilate went forth again and said to them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." And he, bearing his own cross, went forth to a place called the place of the skull, Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him on either side, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. And afterward he said, It is finished. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. As a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.